This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Western Kansas features vast areas of extremely productive tabletop land. But to grow all that corn, irrigation is necessary, and the underlying Ogallala Aquifer's saturated thickness has decreased at alarming rates. In 2012, Kansas Governor Sam Brownback championed legislation which, in terms of water rights and water use, created a sort of do-it-yourself government. New legislation makes it possible for producers to work within water conservation districts to create locally enhanced management areas, or LEMAs, and agree among themselves how much groundwater use they can curtail. All eyes are on the first LEMA resulting from that legislation.
That started January 1st of 2013.
That's Brett Oakey, a Hoxie, Kansas producer and chairman of the Sheridan County Conservation Board.
I mean, there was some opposition to it. There always will be. But there was a very, very high amount of people that said, yes, we need to do something. And by doing this LEMA, it gave us the option to essentially be our own government and control our own water rather than having somebody in Topeka telling us how to manage our inputs, essentially.
We've been talking in this series about the Natural Resources Conservation Service Ogallala Aquifer Initiative, a program that provides producers cost share and technical assistance to reduce water use, improve water quality, and rehab playa lakes, since these wetlands are known to recharge the aquifer. I was curious to ask Oakey whether the 50 to 75 irrigators who form this LEMA are talking to the NRCS about water-saving projects.
I am working with Matt Palmquist, our local district conservationist. We're starting to try and figure out ways to involve NRCS into the LEMA, whether it be conservation crop rotation, cover cropping, to try and help a farmer with curbing his irrigation demand for his crops.
That led to a conversation with Matt Palmquist, NRCS District Conservationist at Hoxie.
We're definitely going to be looking at the LEMA. I think it's potentially a great thing to help conserve water on a larger scale than just retiring a well here or there like we've done in the past.
Palmquist says it comes down to good communication.
Without talking to the individual landowners, we don't know which program will best fit their goals.
And that's where the NRCS conservation planning process comes in. An NRCS conservationist talks to a producer about his or her goals and collects information about the land, analyzes what's there and what features need improvement, then develops some management options. Once a producer decides the best course of action for his circumstances, a plan is implemented and over time is reevaluated. Matt says NRCS is anxious to get in there and help producers achieve their goals with this LEMA.
The Ogallala Aquifer Initiative, we can hopefully find a way to tie into that.
Under the Sheridan County LEMA, irrigators are learning to self-govern and self-limit their use of groundwater. NRCS can help landowners, whether participating in a LEMA or not, develop a conservation plan for their operation. This planning is comprehensive, so it takes time. Producers are encouraged to contact their local NRCS staff to learn more about conservation planning. Learn more about the Ogallala Aquifer Initiative and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service.